A culture GCU of the Mountain class had been confirmed in the system by Naval Intelligence. The Hand was on its own, and they couldn't find any trace of the culture ship, so they had to be careful. Zoralundra leaned toward Horza, casting a shadow over the table. His huge head, saddle-shaped when seen from directly in front, with the two front eyes, clear and unblinking near the edges, loomed over the changer.
You are lucky, Horza. We did not come in to rescue you out of compassion. Failure is its own reward.
Thank you, Zora. That's actually the nicest thing anybody's said to me all day. Horza sat back in his seat and put one of his old-looking hands through his thin, yellowing hair. It would take a few days for the aged appearance he had assumed to disappear, though already he could feel it starting to slip away from him. In a changer's mind, there was a self-image constantly held and reviewed on a semi-subconscious level, keeping the body and the appearance willed. Horza's need to look like a gerontocrat was gone now, so the mental picture of the minister he had impersonated for the Adirans was fragmenting and dissolving, and his body was going back to its normal, neutral state. Zoralundra's head went slowly from side to side between the edges of the suit collar. It was a gesture Horza had never fully translated, although he had worked for the Adirans and known Zoralundra well since before the war.
"Anyway, you are alive," Zoralundra said.
Horza nodded and drummed his fingers on the table to show he agreed. He wished the Adiran chair he had perched on didn't make him feel so much like a child. His feet weren't even touching the deck. "Just? Thanks, anyway. I'm sorry I dragged you all the way in here just to rescue a failure."
"Orders are orders. I personally am glad we were able to. Now I must tell you why we received those orders."
Horza smiled and looked away from the old Adiran, who had just given him something of a compliment. A rare thing. He looked back and watched the other being's wide mouth. Big enough, thought Horza, to bite off both your hands at once, as it boomed out the precise, short words of the Adiran language.
"You were once with a caretaker mission of Shar's world, one of the Draizon planets of the dead," Zoralundra stated.
Horza nodded.
"We need you to go back there."
"Now," Horza said to the broad, dark face of the Adiran. "There are only changes there. I've told you I won't impersonate another changer. I certainly won't kill one."
"We're not asking you to do that. Listen while I explain."
Zoralundra leaned on his backrest in a way almost any vertebrate, or even anything like a vertebrate, would have called tired.
"Four standard days ago," the Adiran began.
Then his suit helmet, which was lying on the floor near his feet, let out a piercing whine. He picked up the helmet and set it on the table.
"Yes," he said.
And Horza knew enough about the Adiran voice to realize that whoever was bothering the Quirl had better have a good reason for doing so.
"We have the culture female," a voice said from the helmet.
"Ah,"
Zoralundra said quietly, sitting back. The Adiran equivalent of a smile, mouth pursing, eyes narrowing, passed over his features.
"Good, Captain. Is she aboard yet?"
"No, Quirl. The shuttle is a couple of minutes out. I'm withdrawing the gun platforms. We are ready to leave the system as soon as they are all on board."
Zoralundra bent closer to the helmet. Horza inspected the aged skin on the back of his hands.
"What of the culture ship?" the Adiran asked.
"Still nothing, Quirl. It cannot be anywhere in the system. Our computer suggests it is outside, possibly between us and the fleet. Before long it must realize we are in here by ourselves."
"You will set off to rejoin the fleet the instant the female culture agent is aboard, without waiting for the platforms. Is that understood, Captain?"
Zoralundra looked at Horza as the human glanced at him.
"Is that understood, Captain?"
the Quirl repeated, still looking at the human.
"Yes, Quirl," came the answer.
Horza could hear the icy tone, even through the small helmet speaker.
"Good. Use your own initiative to decide the best route back to the fleet. In the meantime, you will destroy the cities of Dei-Echanbi, Vinch, Eas Nayawan, Isilir, and Ilbar with fusion bombs as per the Admiralty's orders."
"Yes, Quirl."
Zoralundra stabbed a switch in the helmet, and it fell silent. "You got Balveda?" Horza asked, surprised.
"We have the culture agent, yes. I regard her capture or destruction as of comparatively little consequence. But only by our assuring the Admiralty we would attempt to take her would they contemplate such a hazardous mission ahead of the main fleet to rescue you."
"Bet you didn't get Balveda's knife missile,"
Horza snorted, looking again at the wrinkles on his hands.
"It distracted while you were being put aboard the shuttle which brought you up to the ship."
Zoralundra waved one hand, sending a draft of Adiran-scented air across the table.
But enough of that. I must explain why we risked a light cruiser to rescue you.
By all means, Horza said, and turned to face the Adiran.